The next poem isn't on the sheets. It's an advertisement. It's a description of a perfume, rather a deodorant advertisement. It's called "The Very Air He Breathes." She lies upon a tawny mat of effluence and leopard spots, and he's hers, and she knows it, can but barely be seen, crouched and to the left of her, one ear, an eyebrow, and a bit of cheek are all that show of him. The caption, again, suggests that it is fun, fabulous fun, being female at a time like this, and indeed it looks like fun. Her eyes are huge and subtly closed as leopard spots, and her lips are spread. She is, in fact, a deodored leopardess about to take the male. But again, the caption, "You are the very air he breathes." The male is hard upon her. She appears to be undisturbed by this, and with both shaved armpits bared, she arches for him. One is inclined to think of her as being altogether without fear. She smiles and takes the male. Neither deodorant nor effluence could do more. She smiles and she lies there, the very air he breathes.